The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. We're back for the FA Cup weekend in the company of Ron Atkinson, Robbie Savage and Derek McGovern. You all well?
Very well, thank you.
Very good, excellent. Big midweek of Premier League action, the ones that survived the weather, so we'll probably cross off a couple of those topics as we go through. We'll do the TV games first, and that's the majority of them this weekend. Five TV matches, and then we'll look at the others in brief at the end, starting with Sunderland versus Southampton. Well, Sunderland, Gus Poyet has done a fantastic job. We mentioned it last week. The form is anything but relegation form now. They're 23-10 to win this one at home. Southampton are 13-10, and the draw is 21-10. As ever, with this competition run these days, your first thought almost is, well, which one needs this less? And that would be Sunderland. But the form they're in, you know, there's no reason why, you know, another win at home would do them any harm at all. Southampton are a little bit imponderable, aren't they? You're never quite sure what you're going to get from them.
Well, you're not. They start off great, then they're the little lull. But they seem as if they're coming back to some sort of form now. And they're a smaller price, aren't they, by the sound of it? I was a bit surprised to hear the Southampton.
Sunderland are the biggest price. Draw next, then Southampton.
I was a bit surprised to hear the Sunderland. I mean, probably they're basing it on the fact that maybe Sunderland might just leave a few out for this one. I mean, normally, you know, in a cup, a team like that would be desperate to win it. But, you know, they've got the League Cup final coming up. And it just might well be that Southampton's desire, because they knocked him out. They knocked him out of the League Cup earlier when he sent a reserve team up
didn't he?
And I think he'll have to learn from that. I actually fancy Southampton to win it. Might need a replay, but I fancy them to go through.
I don't know if this is something that would come into your thinking, Robbie, but with those England players in the Southampton squad, or the potential England players, I wonder if the FA Cup means a little bit more to them, the Southampton players, than you would do if it was a foreign side.
No, I don't think so, because look at the reaction of Sunderland getting to the Capital One Cup final. So I think that, you know, around the world, the FA Cup is the best cup competition. So I think it will mean as much to both players. But I'm with Ron. I think Southampton will go through, whether it be on the day or a replay.
Right, yeah.
This is a matter of interest, Lee. Is your computer up? I've been trying to check. How many games are there before the League Cup final?
It's on the 2nd of March, so they've got one, two.
An England match, isn't there?
Yeah, there's only two, I think. I've got down here on the fixture list that there's only two. This one, and they're away to Arsenal. And there's a game. Yeah, that's the 15th, the Sunderland-Southampton game this weekend, and the 22nd of February is the Arsenal game, and then it's 2nd of March.
Unless they can fit that Manchester City game in. Because
that one's been postponed from the other week.
Yeah, if they don't, won't Wes Brown miss the final? You got three matches.
He's got two games.
Pardon?
And he got two games.
Do you only get two, did he?
He got two, yeah.
He'll be playing. My first reaction was he's going to miss the final, because he's been sent up three times.
Might be a good thing. That might be an advantage. Was that the way you were looking at it, Ron?
No. I actually think he's not done bad for them. Think him and O'Shea, I mean, I've never had them down as top Manchester United defenders in the pomp, but for Sunderland, they got a bit of know-how. Just a little thought. I wasn't sure how it panned out.
To qualify, by the way, Southampton 8-13, Sunderland 6-5. Qualify from through the tie, so you know.
To qualify.
Yeah, you know that's what this. That's
how it's
through.
Qualify.
It's just bookie speak, isn't it? To qualify, that's what they always call it. Yeah,
Is that bookie speak?
Yeah, it's always listed as that. The market is called to qualify. I guess it covers off a lot of different aspects. So they don't have to put different things on each competition. I guess I don't know. Derek.
You know what, Lee? You know Southampton have had a good season by everybody's account, and Sunderland have had a bad one because they're third from bottom. But had you put a tenner on Southampton every match this season, because the bookies have been right on top of them, you'd have lost money, whereas you'd have actually won money back in Sunderland. Quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's the same here. The odds are skewed. I thought Southampton would win this game. I think Ron's right. They've just coming back to the field now, Southampton. You know, they're getting back to form. But there's no way of backing them at 13-10. They haven't beaten Sunderland in three attempts this season.
Yeah.
And they're 13-10. And the manager, Pochettino, has made noises about the FA Cup being unimportant. Whereas Poyet, you'd think, would say the same. You know, he's been up for the Cups. I'm going to go for Sunderland here. I think the odds are wrong.
Right, fair enough. So one Sunderland and two Southamptons, basically. Let's have a look at the next game in the FA Cup, and it's an absolute belter. There are a couple of great ties. This one's on Saturday at 5:15. Manchester City versus Chelsea, all over again. 5-4 City, 21-10 the draw, 12-5 Chelsea. In boxing, you have to wait month and month for a rematch. Not in football. Chelsea at 12-5. First of all, guys, we've just seen them beat Man City in pretty much every aspect of the game. Robbie, you were there. You witnessed it. I know lightning doesn't always strike twice in such close proximity between, you know, when two teams play each other in different competitions. But this is Mourinho we're talking about. Why will he change anything that he did last time?
I think the deciding factor here is that City have got Barcelona on Tuesday and Chelsea's mm-hmm. Champions League game is not for the following week. Therefore, will Pellegrini put his strongest team? I would, because I think 3 days before the next game is fine, because you can get injured in training if you're left out. So I'm not sure he'll put his strongest team out with the head of Barcelona. That's why I favour Chelsea. I think 12-5 is a fantastic bet. And as I had to score a goal as well, you know, any time would be a decent one. So I think wait and see what the teams are. But with City's game against Barcelona on Tuesday, that makes me think that he might not play his 100% strongest team.
Yeah, 8-1, Eden Hazard to score a goal and Chelsea to win. If Robbie likes it, there's a little clue. It might get enhanced by the time that the game comes round. That's the clue. If Robbie knows about that bet, then it might get a bit bigger. I'm not saying anything though. Ron, great game. I mean, great game for the competition.
Oh,
I mean,
terrific game.
There's another little bet as well. I mean, we talked about the outright prices. I mean, Chelsea are almost a false price because of this game as well, which is interesting. You know, they're a much bigger price to win this whole competition at 11-2 than Man City are at 3-1. You could make a decent argument for the winner of this game winning the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I certainly think the winner looks if it'll come from one of the two big games.
Yes, yeah.
Once again, I find it a very hard one to call. I mean, I'm not as convinced about Man City as maybe Derek is, for argument's sake. I think their great players are phenomenal. I think their ordinary, their other players let them down from time to time. And I think Chelsea played on that in the last match. The odds are good for Chelsea.
Almost too good to be true.
Exactly. I mean, my first reaction was beforehand. I thought, well, when two great sides meet each other head to head, does the one team win them both? And normally, I'm not so sure they do. But those odds are very, very tempting. And I think the odds would tempt me to maybe just go Chelsea. I think before the odds, I might have been leaning a little bit towards City. To be fair, certainly if Negredo was playing. Not Negredo, Aguero mm-hmm. at the top. Then I might have a different thought on it. But, you know, Fernandinho will be back when he, I would guess. Is he?
Yeah, he should be, yeah.
Yeah. But once again, you start looking at that defence and thinking, Di McAllister or people like that? No, not for me. I think they've got two very good defenders in the back four, and I think they've got two very, very ordinary players there.
Mm.
Who probably get picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not on the basis of the Chelsea we saw against them in the last match, yeah. Then you look at Chelsea that go to West Brom and don't see it through.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
that's the thing. Chelsea have got a great win against Man City, like we all know about.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the last few weeks, they've drawn with West Ham and drawn with West Brom.
Yeah.
You know, and then they've got to go to Man City and win it for the second time. You're right. I just don't see that happening. They played brilliantly there a couple of weeks ago. We know that, and City. But was that down to City being absolutely woeful? Because they were. They were as bad that day as Arsenal were at Liverpool.
Derek, I thought you went on the price, though. Before you go any further, Derek, that is one of the best performances in the Premiership for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Del, I thought you went on the price.
I do.
12-5.
Yeah, I agree. 12-5, Chelsea, it looks a big price, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, I read in the paper this week that Mourinho was talking about playing and leaving Hazard out, leaving Oscar out. I don't know why, because they haven't got the midweek game. I don't understand why. I read that story and thinking, well, why? And you'd think City would be doing that because of the Barcelona game, you're right. But Pellegrini's made it clear he wants 4 trophies this season, and I've got a feeling that he'll go for it. But what he doesn't want to do is lose to his arch rival for the second time.
What he doesn't want is a replay.
Yeah.
Because obviously with that game getting called off in midweek.
That's almost a standout one as well, that.
Yeah.
A replay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, you're right there. Man City definitely don't want. You know what? I'm going to go for City here because I do think, you know, Aguero's not playing, but still up front, City are a better bet with Dzeko and Negredo than Chelsea are with whoever they put up front.
Why do they score? They haven't scored for two games.
No, I know.
Why do they score in this one? You know.
Well, because they've scored about 68 goals more than anybody else. Can you imagine a team with that? We've scored that many goals going three matches without a goal. I just don't see that happening. The team of all matches go this weekend or most weekends. Team news is vital in this one. Yeah, I'll hold me by, but I'd rather go for Man City at this point.
Yeah, that is fair, I suppose. What was the price last time you had? Was it
5-1 for Chelsea not to concede?
Mm, Chelsea. Yeah, interesting one. Not as big this time, obviously. No. Chelsea, the only team to score this time, is 9-2. It's not quite the same bet because you can still have the 0-0 in there. The 0-0 this time, by the way, if you fancied that, is 11-1, a bit bigger than it normally is.
10-3 Chelsea to keep a clean sheet.
Yeah. To get through to the next round, Man City 4-6, Chelsea 11-10. So that takes in, obviously, the repo. Negredo to score and Man City to win is 3-1. And the other headline offer is the one that I mentioned before, Hazard to score and Chelsea to win. So we're going, you're going City, Ron?
No.
Oh.
I'm going City.
Oh, you're going City, Derek, sorry.
No, I'm going.
So you're going Chelsea, Ron.
The odds would persuade me.
And Chelsea for you, Robbie?
I'm going Chelsea. And Lee, if people have followed my Twitter, at RobbieSavage8, they can get the enhanced price of Chelsea.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Oh, I'll get told off. Just tease them. I'll get told off. I'll just edit it out, basically. But it will be better than 8-1. I think we can say that, can't we? Yeah. It'll be 8.1-1. It'll be a bit bigger than that. Let's have a look at the next of the TV matches in the FA Cup. And we go to Sunday. Everton versus Swansea. This is an interesting tie. Everton 4-6. Swansea 5-1. 12-5 the draw. 2 weeks ago, this would have been... you could have had anything, I think, on Everton and it would have been safe. You just wonder if maybe there's a chance that with this little bit of... upturning form, Swansea can upset them. They don't really need the competition, do they, Derek, to be fair?
No.
And Everton are a lot of people's outside bets. I mean, they've come in a lot now. I think they're about 9-2 now, but they were a tasty price for the outrights before this round. They should win it as well, should they? The manager's got this, you know, obviously got a bit of a love affair with the cup at the minute. He hasn't been beaten for a season and a half in the competition. And I think I said to Robbie yesterday, how ironic would it be if he won a trophy in the first season with Everton, a thing that Moyes couldn't do for all those years? And it wouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility.
No, they're playing terrific. I had a feeling they were going off the boil a little bit, but you know that Tottenham result. Maybe I was a bit harsh on Everton because I've been taking a bit of stick over that. I thought that, you know, Tottenham won it quite sadly, but people have been saying I'm insane. Everton were all over them.
You insane? Yeah. I can't believe that.
I think I have to say Everton a little bit on the short side at 4-6. Swansea were only 4-1 about half an hour ago, and they've been pushed out to 5-1 now. And they've beaten Cardiff, got a bit of a good feel-good factor. The new manager's come in, seems to be doing something for them. But I agree with you, Lee. I think staying up is more key to them. I'm not sure that they'll remember when they reached the League Cup final last season, they couldn't buy a win after that. I'm going to go for Everton. I just think they're playing too tightly. Even at 4-6, which is shorter than I expect, I think they'll win.
Robbie, which way do you go on this one?
Well, I totally agree that, you know, Derek's not insane. He's clueless, but not insane. I totally disagree.
Ron laughed a bit too much there, didn't he?
Sorry. I thought we were going to get some real Welsh philosophy there.
I'm going Everton. I agree with him.
You know, I'll tell you what I do disagree with. I think Swansea will have a right go. I really do. I think the new manager wanted to make his mark. He's had a very decent start. The 4 points they've got have given them a little bit of breathing space. And I would imagine that they'll come there ready to have a right go. And don't forget Everton. No, is Lukaku still out?
Yes.
He is, yeah.
And then the other one, who's probably more important than mine, Morales didn't play in the last game. I don't know if he's going to be fit.
He played in midweek, Ron.
No, not in midweek. He played against Spurs. He played against Tottenham.
So, yeah, against Tottenham.
Yeah, but he wasn't going to be fit for the midweek game.
Oh, right, sorry, against Palace, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I look at that and I think, apart from, say, Osman breaking through from midfield, Have they got enough firepower?
Naismith's done all right, though, hasn't he? Since
he ain't done bad. In all fairness, he ain't done bad. But
the new striker was due to play, wasn't he, against Palace? Traore, he was penciled in to play. He might well be in this one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I don't think he's a stroll in the park for Everton. But having said that, they're at home. If they're at strength, yeah, you got to fancy them. But I still wouldn't be. I'm not too sure that they can get their goals.
Mm, yeah.
Although the back four's back again, isn't it? So they're solid again there. Coleman's back in and Distant, which is a lot different from the team that played at Anfield, or defensively is anyway. Yeah, I think it'll be I'd go for a narrow Everton win. Maybe that other one again, Lee. All square half time, Everton to win it in the second half.
Yeah, 17-5 that is.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't put anybody off that if they fancy Everton to win it, because you could see Swansea putting on a right fight for a long time.
Yeah. Wilfred Boney likes a goal in the FA Cup. Away from home, of course, Swansea have only won 3 games this season. 2 of them have been in the Cup, 1 at Birmingham and 1 at Manchester United, when Boney scored the winner in the 90th minute at Old Trafford, and he scored in the 67th and 69th minutes against Birmingham. I think he scored in the win over Cardiff as well, didn't he? So he's still knocking him in. He doesn't go very often without a goal.
Most of his goals are at home, aren't they? I think they're the goals you mentioned might only be his away goals.
He's priced up for a goal at 11-4 to score in this match. It's quite a big price, even in defeat, if you think Everton are going to win. But Boney to score and Everton and Swansea to win is 10-1 as well. So it's a fairly big price if you can make a case for Swansea. Yeah. But not many of you can, really, can you?
I don't know, they're not without a shout.
Well, I think they're in with a shout, but I just about fancy Everton to squeeze it.
Yeah, 2-1 Everton, 7-1.
Yeah, one thing what you miss out on, remember Everton have always had the measure of Swansea, haven't they? Even under Moisey, you know, that clown. He always used to go to Swansea and win.
Clown.
I just think, you said you prefixed everything, Lee, by saying 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
But I do think that there'll be a change in the Swansea attitude with the kid coming in.
Mm.
You know, and that's not being disrespectful to Laudrup. That's because, you know, he's a mate of these, and there'll be quite a strong honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see that. You think Gary Monk looks knackered already. He looks stressed to the max already, doesn't he? In charge of Swansea, probably would be, I suppose. Next up on the TV is 4 o'clock on Sunday, and it's Arsenal versus Liverpool again. 6-4 Arsenal, 13-5 the draw. Liverpool are priced up at 13-8. Arsenal reverted back to type, really, with a kind of tactical stalemate against Manchester United in the week. Liverpool kind of added a bit of heart and desire to their audacious kind of result against Arsenal, the 5-1. They shared 5 goals with Fulham in that 3-2 win, with Gerrard doing what captains should and bagging the winner from the penalty spot late on. Arsenal's home form, Ron, is just... It's staggering, really, when you look at the goals that they've conceded. In the League Cup, when they were beaten by Chelsea, Mata scored on the 29th of October. So pre-Halloween, Mata scored. Only one other player has scored at the Emirates since then. And that was when Everton drew 1-1. It was Delafeu scored. That's amazing, really. I mean, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 0-0, 2-0.
More amazing.
Out in those games.
Liverpool, Southampton, Marseille, Hull, Everton, Chelsea, Cardiff, Tottenham, Fulham, Coventry, Palace and Man United.
Oh, really, even more amazing is the fact that Mertesacker is playing centre-half.
I know.
Oh, let me tell you what now, and he's doing something
right, though, isn't he?
Here's your quote of the week. I think they'd be better off with Kolo Touré in there than him. Honestly and truthfully, I watch him closely and I think, well, he can't be a love child of Wenger's, but I've got to be honest, I look at him and I think, 80-odd caps for Germany and, oh.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. And wasn't he exposed at the weekend against Liverpool?
Well, exactly, at the weekend. And watching him play in what should have been a comfortable game for him in midweek, really, where United were, you know, had very few, were a bit spasmodic with their attacks. Even then he looks, honestly.
Oh, come on, they kept a clean sheet. They did have Van Persie, Rooney and Mata going at him.
They did, yeah. But it weren't down to him so much. Robbie, I think he is ordinary. Well,
he must be in there for his leadership qualities.
Can't be that bad. He's got 80-odd caps to journey. Come on.
I'll hold my hand up, but I also think that Metzelda, the other one that played with him, I do remember you getting confused with him once.
Yeah, do you remember that on the radio? Yeah.
Yeah. That was on this show, by the way.
The radio as well, I do get confused on.
Yeah. But,
I was just thinking, this is completely going off track now. You know, to be a manager on in any league, what badges do you need?
You're not thinking about it, are you?
Jim will fix it, one.
No, do you need a badge?
To be a manager in the league?
To start, because James Beattie didn't have his, did he? Then you have to, if you get a job, don't you have to your badge?
They should have. I don't know, they get special dispensation. I mean, Paul Ince never got his, did he? His coaching
license. I was just thinking that, because I'm seeing some people thinking, do you know what, more and more of me thinks, why not have a go at it and maybe, have you as me, as a senior figure above me and have Dell as my chief scout.
What you've got to do...
that's brilliant. Derek is chief scout. Imagine that. He'd come back and just rip everyone to bits. Don't fancy this life.
I was thinking of Dell, chief scout and cook.
But Derek could come back and he'd go, I don't fancy this lad at all, he's ordinary. Mesut Ozil.
Derek, I hope you can cook.
I don't want to come cap and hand here, Robbie, or anything, but
you could be the press officer.
Right, great, thanks. Press officer, brilliant.
Hey, and by the way, with a team like that, we'd get Accrington right off the bottom.
Imagine that.
We'd get him top of the conference.
William Hill sponsor. And we'd be away, wouldn't we? Yeah. What a great PR stunt that'd be.
Hey, good story that, Rob. I might mention that to our news desk. You want to go into management?
Why don't we have a team? Why don't we? To be fair, we could have a William Hill team. Us three could run it.
Yeah. I want to be number one, though. Okay.
First signing, Derek. Peter Davenport. All that guilt resurfacing. I'm keeping him out of the team for so long.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Liverpool and Arsenal.
Arsenal. Robbie, same thing can't happen again, can it? Liverpool can't do to Arsenal at the Emirates what they did to Anfield, can they, first of all?
No. But I will say that when this game was last at the Emirates, I thought Arsenal were playing a much better football. They had Ramsey on fire, scoring that great goal. And I think now it's Liverpool who are playing exceptionally well. I just think there'll be goals. Surely both teams to score. Surely. With a defensive, I'm watching Liverpool midweek, Skirtle and Torrey. Is Agger fit? I don't know.
Well, he was on the bench, wasn't he? And we had the Chelsea game. The Fulham game.
I just think both teams have scored, Del, and I just think that if there's going to be a winner, I just think Liverpool might nick it.
Yeah, both teams to score is incredibly short.
It is for a team who've kept all those clean sheets that I've just listed.
Yeah,
it should be much bigger price than that, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to back, isn't it, when you've seen many clean sheets?
It's impossible to back that. It's impossible. Because the chief reason being I don't see Arsenal scoring.
11 clean sheets in 12 home games.
Would the midweek fixtures have any bearing on Arsenal's thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. The thing is, though, Ron, Liverpool... Arsenal are set up great for Liverpool. I know they beat them 2-0 there at Emirates earlier in the season, but right now, Liverpool, you'd imagine licking the lips of playing Arsenal at the Emirates.
Yeah.
Catching them on the break, slow defenders. So you're set up for a Liverpool win, this one. Plus the fact that Arsenal have got Bayern Munich on Wednesday.
Well, that's the one I'm on about. That's what I'm saying.
This really should be a bigger priority for Arsenal than Bayern Munich. Shouldn't it? Well, the way they're playing at the moment. Yeah, it should be, in real terms, if you've prioritised anything, because they've got much more realistic chance of winning the FA Cup than the Champions League.
Yeah. But the manager won't see it
won't. No, the fans will, but the probably manager won't.
I've got to stick with him, because I tipped Liverpool as my thing for the Cup, didn't I?
That's false, nice.
I don't think he's eating, actually.
He's not eating?
No.
That must be his false teeth.
He wouldn't be eating them. I'm going to go for a Liverpool win here. I think I strongly fancy Liverpool, and I'm also going in just on the both teams to score 6-4. I wouldn't. I'd be on that. No, for the no side. It's just too big, that one.
I'm going to go for a draw.
I can see. Yeah, I can see why you go for that one. 13-5. It's a big price as well for the draw.
Yeah, I'd go for a draw.
The score draw is 3-1. Suarez to score and Liverpool to win is 4-1. Ozil to score and Arsenal to win is 7-1.
Statton, he's only scored 3 in the last 11 games, hasn't he?
Who?
Suarez.
Yeah, he's had thrown a bit of a blank recently, hasn't he?
He's in the post a bit, isn't he? Yeah.
I'm going to say, remember last year he kept it in the woodwork.
Two seasons ago, everyone's saying he can't finish, and he hit the woodwork about 1 million times.
Yeah.
Could have been the biggest goal tally ever, more.
Yeah, he's already equaled last season's tally, hasn't he? So he needs one more to take over that. And to be fair, I mean, he hit the post against Arsenal, and Szczesny had that great save. Hit the post in the week as well, didn't he? So, I mean, his odds against to score in this game, Derek, 6-5 doesn't look good for anyone to score a goal in a match. But when you're talking about Suarez, who's been 4-7 and shorter recently, it looks a good price, doesn't it?
It does. He ain't going to go another blank, yeah. And he'll be licking his lips playing against that clown again, Mertesacker.
The final TV game of the weekend is on Monday night. It's Brighton versus Hull. It's the Championship side. Emmerdale's. What time's Emmerdale's? This one starts at 7:45, Ron.
Oh, that's good.
So I think you probably just squeeze it in. Brighton from the Championship, of course. Hull, another team who have obviously got maybe bigger fish to fry. I mean, they're in 13th position on 27 points, so they're doing okay. It's not like they're doing bad, but people are starting to talk about them maybe slipping up. They of their away wins this season, and haven't been many, the FA Cup's seen most of them. Middlesbrough were victims of them 2-0. They beat Southend 2-0, and now they go to another lower league opposition. Brighton, who have won 4 straight home games, all by a goal to nil against Reading, Birmingham, Doncaster Rovers, and Leeds.
Haven't they sort of in recent years, I can remember them turning Newcastle over, was it last year in the Cup?
Yeah, 2 years running they turned Newcastle over.
Yeah, they only lost 3-2 to Arsenal at home, remember, when Walcott got a late winner as well.
I would fancy Brighton in that one, but definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's one of those where it wouldn't necessarily be a shock, would it? 7-5 they are, 2-1 the draw, 11-5 Hull. It wouldn't be a huge shock, would it, Derek? Brighton put them out.
It's a bit short, isn't it, for Brighton?
That's what happens in this year's competition, isn't it? The prices aren't kind of good enough from a punting point of view, but then you're not surprised when they come in.
No, exactly. It is hard to call. I tell you what, one thing they'll be short of is goals, because you look at their recent fixtures. I think only one of Brighton's last 6 matches has been more than 2.5 goals. None of Hull's. And under 2.5 goals, they're 8-15. You're not interested in that. But less than 2 goals, 7-4. That's my bet.
Yeah, 0-0 or 1-0 either way for that.
I don't know how Steve Bruce will look at this, apart from with a flat nose. I mean, will he?
He'll have a go.
Will he have a go?
And I'm just as I'm thinking, then I may be going against myself here, because I'm thinking, like watching them last week, Long and Jelovic in there, they have got a little bit more firepower than they had.
Yeah,
I might be wrong. They're going for Brighton. Looking at that.
But then again, you might fancy the draw on. I'm only messing. I'll go for under 1.5 goals. That's my only tip. 7-4.
Robbie, Brighton, one of your former clubs?
I'm going to go for this Brighton. Would it be a shock, really?
It wouldn't really, would it?
Do you know what I mean? If Brighton won the whole, would everybody say, what a shock that is? I don't think there was. I'll go with the Brighton. Under 1-0 Brighton.
Yeah, yeah.
Goals, yeah.
I can see why you'd go for that. Like I said, that run of that run of 1-0s at home. Yeah, and same for you, Ron. Brighton.
I'll go for Brighton. Not a confident shout though.
Brighton to win the game then is priced up at 7-5. If you think both teams will score, then it's 9-2 for Brighton to win, both teams scoring. Leonardo Aloha to score and Brighton to win is 7-2, and George Boyd to score and Hull to win is 8-1. The non-TV games, we've got Cardiff versus Wigan on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, 5-4, 2-1 and 5-2. We've got Sheffield Wednesday against Charlton, two non-Premier League clubs obviously going head-to-head here. 11-10 for the Owls, Ron's former club of course, 21-10 the draw, and Charlton are 14-5. They're bitter rivals. Sheffield United, they're 23-10, play at Sunday 3 o'clock, 11-5 the draw. And Nottingham Forest are their opponents at 5-4. Any thoughts on any of those three guys?
Yeah, Forest will win, and I think Sheffield Wednesday will win.
Right, all the Blades fans listening to that will love you now, even more.
And who else is it?
Cardiff Wigan. So Wigan away at 5-2. Wigan away at Cardiff. How much will Solskjaer put into this one?
Yeah, I think he'll have to put the lot in. All right, he's got a week or so, I would guess, before he's got another league game. He can't afford to lose this one. I don't think he can. I mean, he's had the best honeymoon period I can remember anybody having without winning games. I think Cardiff will win that one. What's the other one?
The other one was the Wednesday game. Yeah, Wednesday, Charlton, Sheffield United, Nottingham Forest and Cardiff, Wigan.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I'm going to go for Wigan to win at Cardiff. I think the manager's out of his depth.
Yeah, nice price as well, isn't it, for a team? Yeah. Again, we talked about the manager having the kind of cup in his heart. A lot of those players will as well.
Yeah, definitely. I really fancy them. Sheffield Wednesday, I agree. They'll beat Charlton. And the other game, well, that's to be Forest, 5-4 to win at Sheffield United.
Yeah. Robbie, any thoughts on those three? Wednesday, Charlton, Sheffield United, Nottingham Forest and Cardiff Wigan?
I'd like Sheffield United to beat Forest because of Nigel Clough. I'm not sure they will. I think I'd go with Forest. Sheffield Wednesday against who?
Sheffield Wednesday are at home to Charlton.
I'll go Sheffield Wednesday beat Charlton and the other one is?
Wigan.
Wigan at Cardiff.
I think Cardiff will beat Wigan.
Very good. Best of the week time. Robbie, do you remember last week when you said that if Southampton didn't beat Stoke, you would give all the money back, go back to zero on the tipping competition?
I can't remember that.
Do I have to really? I mean, what are we doing with this? I'm the judge of this. Is it unfair to take it all out?
Listen, I don't give a fuck if you're the judge. It's not written down.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
Because I think you'd be out of order to take it all.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks.
Why don't you give me half of it?
That's much better.
I made the other half.
Dear.
Lee, I've got to take this call. What are you going to do?
I won't. Listen, you won last week as well, 4-1.
Stay there.
We'll do the other bets of the week first of all. That's obviously something to do with this new management position that he's going to take with Ron as director of football. Ron, what are you going for? Last week you had Man United win 3-0. Obviously, didn't that one didn't drop.
Please.
You had a 4-1 winner last week.
Oh,
so you
God.
Could give it all, but what you could do
I'm
is give it all back.
Now.
You could give it all back.
I'm flying.
Give it all back and still be in the lead.
Only 4-1.
Sturridge to score in Liverpool to win anytime.
Oh, my God.
Derek won as well. Derek had Norwich not to score, but it was 11-10.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You just said that. You can give all the money back
no,
and
listen,
still be in the
listen,
lead.
Listen.
I don't think he would actually. But
we're employing you as a betting expert, you're clueless.
Is the season over yet?
Oh, no, it was last year as well.
Yeah, it is.
but I'm going to go I'm going to go Chelsea to win at City.
Well, I'm going to go Liverpool to draw at Arsenal.
You just picked mine.
And what do you want, Derek?
I was going to go for Liverpool to win at Arsenal. I'm going to go in that case for Sunderland to beat Southampton.
No, three Lee, outright
Lee, on top of that, I'm going to Hazard to score any time Liverpool, Chelsea to win.
Oh, so you're going to have that's your bet of the week as well, is it? Chelsea. So you want that as your bet of the week?
Yep, please.
Okay, Chelsea to win, Hazard to score. The treble of Chelsea to win, Sunderland to win, and the draw in the Liverpool game is 40-1. It's not a bad treble on its own.
Nice. Obviously, well, let's go.
If you're going to chuck in the 10-1, it'll be much bigger. Thank you, Robbie.
Please,
thank
boys,
you, Ron. Cheers, thank you, Derek.
Thank you,
cheers, guys. Enjoy the FA Cup weekend. Cheers, Ron. Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.